Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, A Home in the Heart.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. To me, the least of all believers, was given the grace to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all people on the mysterious design which for ages was hidden in God, the Creator of all. Now, therefore, through the Church, God's manifold wisdom is made known to the rulers and powers of heaven in accord with the age-old design carried out in Christ Jesus our Savior, in whom we have boldness and confident access to God through our faith in Christ. That is why I kneel before Abba God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that God, out of the riches of divine glory, may grant that you be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love, and with all God's holy ones, experience this love that surpasses all understanding, so that you may be filled with the utter fullness of God. The Word of God. For 4 years, I taught theology at Woodlands Academy of the Sacred Heart in Lake Forest, Illinois. Every year at the end of graduation, the head of school announced to the new alums, "Remember, you always have a home in the heart." On this solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we are invited home to the heart of Christ, who desires to make a home in our hearts, that we might enter into an ever deeper relationship with him. This feast has its roots in the experience of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who received a revelation from Jesus in 1673. Jesus allowed her to rest her head on his heart, showed her the wonders of his love, and desired that she make evident his undying love for all humankind. It wasn't until 1856, however, when Pope Pius IX designated that this feast would be celebrated annually on the Friday after the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. Remember, you always have a home in the heart. For many of us, home is where we learned all about love and that God is love. Our parents and siblings taught us the gifts of love and how to grow in and practice love through patience, kindness, forgiveness, charity, goodness, generosity, encouragement, and understanding. For others of us, when our home was not a safe place, we hopefully learned about love and thereby the love of God elsewhere, perhaps in the homes of our friends or other relatives, through teachers or maybe our church. What is key is that home isn't so much about a place, but about relationship. To have a home in the heart is to be at home with others. To have a home in the heart of Christ is to be at home with him, to know his undying love for each one of us, to know there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate us from his love. What we think can separate us from him is only healed by the divine light of his heart, if we but go to him and lean our heads on his heart. For from the wellspring of his heart flows mercy, compassion, healing, and hope. Remember, you always have a home in the heart. Might that be something we could say to Jesus in our prayer? We might do so tremulously, but it is what Jesus desires, to be at home in us, to lean his head on our hearts. It was what St. Paul prayed for the Christian community at Ephesus when he wrote them. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith. To make our home in Christ's heart and to have him be at home in our hearts is to glimpse the wonders of his love and to begin to grasp fully the breadth and length, the height and depth of Christ's love. To know this love, which surpasses all understanding, and to be at home in it, is to be Eucharist with and for one another. Perhaps that's why Pope Pius IX designated this day to celebrate the feast, after the feast of the body and blood of Christ. To be at home in the love of Jesus is to break open our lives and to pour forth our love in the midst of our relationships. It is to share in the life and love of God so that others can be at home with us and thereby home with Christ. Remember, you always have a home in the heart. Come. Come home. Come and be filled with the utter fullness of God, who is love.